ICT Hubs, the National Assembly Committee on National Government Constituency Development Fund, NGCDF, has commended the Kiranyaga Central ICT Hub for the service it offers to the youths amid a myriad of challenges. The over 100-seater hub currently offers a JIRA training program and platform to access internet free of charge to many youths from Kiranyaga Central, parts of India and Gichuga constituencies due to its proximity to the two neighboring constituencies. The committee were on parliamentary visit to check on how best they can assist the hub through the NGCDF fund to cater for expenditure and expanding the facilities across all wards. The committee was led by Dagareti North MP Beatrice Elarji, who revealed that some of the challenges ranging from poor internet connectivity, outdated desktops and small numbers of facilities in region. We decided now to agree that the Constituency Development Fund can assist the different hubs that we have in terms of paying the current expenditures that they face, which was a challenge before. So, the challenges of the internet, the challenges of having desktops, the challenges of even having one center in Kiranyaga need to be looked into, considering the president insisted that you must take hubs to the ward level, Elarji said. Youths inside Kiranyaga Central ICT Hub. Elarji added that after listening to proposals from various centers, they would make recommendations that will assist all hubs countrywide to do better and improve the capacity to accommodate the growing number of youths that are enrolling in online jobs. The legislator further challenged the ministry to provide the necessary equipment, as the NGCDF will do its part without failure. But I want to ask the ministry, in all these places we've gone, if there's anything they are requesting, kindly, if it is something you can do it for us. Another committee member, Joshua Mwalio, MP Masinga, said the ICT hubs are game changers in this era where job opportunities are scarce. Maria Lekoloto, board member, NGCDF board, noted that some centers in the country are not working because of the challenges that has been raised before, especially the recurrent expenditure, but the current proposal by parliamentary committee will give them power to cover some expenditures. We are aware that many of the innovation hubs around the country are not operational because of some challenges that we became aware of a long time ago, like for example the issue to do with the recurring expenditure of running the innovation hubs. But at that point in time we didn't have anything to do about it because our hands were tied due to the guidelines or the requirements of the Act. But I want to appreciate our National Assembly Select Committee on NGCDF, because they have really worked hard to ensure that that is now changed in the Act, so that we are able to cover the operational or the recurrent expenditure of running the ICT hubs, Lekoloto said. Committee tours the ICT hub. She was impressed by the coming together of all the stakeholders, the National Assembly Select Committee, the ministry in charge of ICT and the board, saying it will ensure that each and every of the stakeholders do their part to make sure that we operationalize this hub so that our students can benefit. Kiranyaga Central ICT Hub Center Manager Albert Miano said the major challenges include the internet downtime, fluctuations of the internet, power blackouts, more blackouts. The other challenge is few desktops and laptops in the center. Winfred Chege, a beneficiary of a hub and currently a trainer, said freelancing is the best source of income, flexible and easy to get global clients.